day number one of February, and we have been paying tribute to Steve Schneider throughout the day today and remembering him. And one of the guys, one of the staff members here at WIB that has been here absolutely the longest is sitting across from me, Rod Larson. And welcome, Rod, to the drive.
Well, I don't know if I've been here the longest. I mean, there's
one of the longest.
There's Greg, there's Mabel Louise.
Right. And, yeah. Well, one of the non-steward employees. But
yeah.
So Steve was another one of those that has been here on the roster longer than most of us. And you two got to know each other way back when. And I don't know what year, if you remember, that Steve joined on. But
I don't. But I know that I would come in Saturdays and we had a click going. I mean, we were like brothers in Christ. And we would share our own concerns, and we would pray for one another. I remember one time he had already left the building to go out to his car, and he came all the way back in, and he tapped on my studio door. I wanted to come back and pray about that thing we talked about. So, I mean, that's a precious memory at this point.
And you hear, you know, you'll hear in the tribute that we're going to play here from a couple more of the listeners who left messages on the WIB text line, that he prayed for a lot of people.
Yes,
sometimes
he did.
People he only met for the first time. But
right.
Another guy is joining us, Elijah Freeman, one of our newer employees, although he's been here now for several years. I guess you and Elijah and Steve kind of became the three amigos on Saturdays because you all kind of were around the station on that day.
Yeah,
hey,
well,
let's say hi to Elijah.
Hey, everybody. Hi, Rod. Hi, Paul. How's it going today?
Good, Elijah. Yeah, it's kind of strange how we connected. You knew Steve from Ladysmith and some of the gigs he did up there. I didn't get in on those, so we were kind of like a Saturday Three Amigos here. And,
well, it would usually be because, you know, you would be around with Steve, and I would be doing, let's say, a McDonald's football game or something like that in the fall, or maybe a Saturday afternoon basketball game, and I would come by, and, you know, Steve got off the air at 1 o'clock and would play the 20 The Countdown magazine show. But that doesn't mean he left at 1 o'clock, right? He'd still be hanging out with you, and then if I joined, we'd all just kind of shoot the breeze, really, and just talk about everything and nothing. And it was, you know, Steve, he really didn't seem to enjoy that witty banter, and, you know, and you and I, of course, enjoy that as well, Rod.
So the thing that happened is we decided, because we were doing this roundtable discussion, that we should do a radio show called What?
Well, one of Steve's catchphrases, or maybe it was yours. I don't remember whose catchphrase it was, but people kept saying, you know, one of us would kind of say, well, the thing of it is,
yes.
Or the thing of it is this or that. And so that sounds like a pretty good title for a show, maybe even a podcast, if that's kind of more your flavor.
The thing of it is. Yeah.
I think that's a Rod.
Name of those shows.
Yeah, I think that's a Rodism, because I've known Rod now for 30-some years, and I can hear that coming out of his mouth. Well, the thing of it is, Paul.
The thing of it is, Paul, yes.
But, yeah, Steve was magnanimous in so many different ways. You thought he was kind of the lonely lumberjack, you know, trudging around the forests of Ladysmith. And yet, if you knew him, he was very, very personable. And one of the greatest keyboard players I will ever know. The guy can just pick up with anybody and just start playing.
Improv.
And if you went to the Mark Schultz concert, you saw him playing with one hand because his other arm was not working well due to the cancer. And just a phenomenal person. But, yeah, that's about when I would see him, is when I'd sneak in here on a Saturday to do some work and I'd pop in and say hi to Steve, and he was always so gracious. But I was more in awe of his skill running the Ads by Air show for so many years and not losing his mind doing it. I mean, that's a crazy show.
Suge's had to be...
It was so different because, you know, like, it was taking one call after the other. I filled in for him a time or two, and, you know, I don't know that I did it nearly as well as he did, because he was just so at ease doing the whole thing, whether people would call in with any product or service under the sun that they were looking for or trying to sell. He just took it all in stride.
And I think Steve sometimes would let people have a few more than three items. He just couldn't say no to some people, but... Yeah, I've done that show a few times myself over the years, and you really have to keep your cool and just be able to juggle so many different things, and he just had a knack for doing that. So.
Here's the bottom line on Ads by Air. I called him when he was in Marshfield, and they were trying to do rehab, and it wasn't going that well. And I said, Steve, I know this about you regarding Ads by Air. For you, as I listen to you, It wasn't just selling stuff. You loved those people. And I could hear you loving those people out there through an Ads by Air program. And you stayed around here afterwards, answering the phone, loving on people. Mm-hmm. That was Steve.
Steve had an appointment with the Lord. And so I would say, from listening to him on Ads by Air so many times, he would sign off from the physical body saying, "Bye now."
Yeah. That was the catchphrase.
But
that
it
was
wasn't
every
goodbye.
Single time.
Yeah, and it wasn't. Yeah. It's not goodbye, as we know. Heaven is a long hello. It's just a long hello away, and we'll see Steve again. But we're gonna miss that voice because he was an institution basically here at WIB on Saturdays. So
I grew up listening to him up in Ladysmith, and we would occasionally call in if we had the garage sale going on or something like that, and call in and say, "Hey, you know, Steve, here's the thing." But then, you know, over the course of time, he became a family friend too, and we used to do these Christmas pageants up in Ladysmith with Donna Wachowski, who's also recently passed away from cancer. She was kind of a Ladysmith legend up there, and Steve would play the music. He'd play all the Christmas carols by heart, improv, like you said, Rod, and us kids would, you know, we'd march down the little path of like the nativity set, and everyone was wearing bathrobes and towels, and it was a whole production. But, you know, so I knew Steve not only on the air, but got to know him over the course of years as a family friend and then a friend of mine. And he was so talented and so gracious with his time. And, he really was kind of a legend as far as I'm concerned. Like, he had this following on Saturday that people specifically tuned in, I think, just for him, because he would do the requests and he had his own unique style. And it was just an original. He really was.
You remember Saturday night when you came in, you're Elijah? You did a game, right?
Just this weekend, yeah.
You came into my studio, and we both knew that the results from people talking was that Steve was not taking any nourishment anymore. And they were, you know, and I've been in those situations where they just wet your lips, you know, waiting for the end to come. And Steve, Elijah, you and I, we went to prayer together. And I'll never forget it. We prayed together about Steve's going. Like, we knew it was going to happen soon. We didn't know how soon, but it was going to be in a couple of hours. And we prayed that his going would be peaceful. Lord, wrap your arms around him. Transport him to heaven. And we just love him and want him to be having a peaceful time transition. So I appreciated that prayer with you, Elijah.
And it sounds like that prayer was answered, Elijah, according to Steve's brother, Scott.
Great.
Yeah, that's kind of what I heard. And yeah, so Rod and I have been able to, you know, since Steve was gone, no longer with the three amigos, but the two of us were able to kind of just, process and share and have this understanding of what was kind of going on. And Rod would fill me in on what he knew or vice versa. And just, it's been neat to even talk with Caleb some as well, talk with Greg, now talk with you, Paul, and just obviously, you know, having grown up listening to the station, having been at the station for over 4 years in different roles, we say we are family all the time, and I think that's true of not only the staff, but of course the listeners, everyone that's involved in listening to the station, supporting the station, texting in, calling in, all that sort of stuff. And so it's, you know, as a family, we're mourning the loss today of one of the brothers.
Yep.
And so it's neat to be able to get on, you know, just a little bit here and share about Steve. He was, you know, just such a dear friend of mine and, bright light.
One of the things that Steve and I did, we have a basketball hoop in here and we do the annual fundraising with it. Well, Steve played that thing a lot. And he
during March, huh?
And he, no, all the time. And he challenged me to a game or two. And his DNA is all over those balls over there. And
I should have had him come in on my show and shoot, because I didn't always do the best, but he probably got pretty good at it.
And he did do shooting on Saturday morning and raised funds on Saturday morning. But Carol has asked me to write something in March about him. And I learned something from shooting basketball with Steve. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'll tell you when I write that. But it's very, very challenging for life, just from shooting basketballs.
Well, we'll look forward to the March edition. Gary Stewart is the guy making the sound.
Hi, Gary.
Yes, hi.
Welcome, Gary. We're going to have to take a break here in about 2 or 3 minutes for weather, and then I'm going to play a tribute from some of the listeners. I think they didn't get on the air this morning, but you will hear tears in their voices as well. It's been, you know, when we talk about being a family, you hear it in the voices of the listeners who have really appreciated Steve all these years and really are going to miss him. So you know Steve as well.
Yeah. You know, I was thinking today, I was just this young kid sent in 1979, I believe it was. And I went to, you know, I do the Sunday morning. I was doing the Sunday morning broadcast. He was the one that trained me. He was the one that, what was all these buttons and these slides and all of that kind of stuff. And yet, you know, he would stick around and we would talk sometimes a good hour and a half before he would leave, up at Cornell there. And it was just always inspiring to me, not only his love for Jesus, and he shared that in so many ways, not only just on the radio, but boy, could he, as I say, tickle the ivories, multi-talented musician that he was, and he wanted to just serve in so many ways, and he even threw the... What, he worked for the forestry department?
Yeah, he was a forester.
Forester, and he used that. I remember him talking about some opportunities he had to share his love for Jesus that way, too. So always encouraging, just like I say, so many great memories, and his love for the Lord will carry on because of what he did, not only through the radio station, but throughout other areas of ministry that he had, so...
Well, thank you, Gary.
Yeah.
And it's great hearing from everyone. And we're going to take just a quick break here. Got Elijah Freeman on the line, on the phone. I've got Rod and Gary in studio as we remember our friend and brother and co-worker, Steve Schneider. I'm going to play a tribute right now. Just a couple of our listeners that if it is a repeat, I wasn't sure or not if they were able to get their voices on the air. But take a listen as some of our listeners remember Steve. And Gary was talking about him being taught by Steve how to run the board and the buttons and the sliders. One of the comments of the listeners was how Steve had a few moments of trouble on the air once in a while with the board and kind of listening to that happen live on the air. That listener really enjoyed Steve just talking about that. You'll hear that right now. Mm.
I was in the hospital in Eau Claire for a period of time, recovering, and I was wondering and thinking about how did I get there? And all of a sudden, Steve walked in the room. He brightened up the room, and he talked to me, and we prayed together. He was there for about an hour or so. And I remember when he left, I thought, there is a man that the Spirit of God lives within him. You know, Steve ran the race to the very end, and now he's in heaven with Jesus.
Hi, this is Ken Peterson. I love Steve Steiner. I love his faith, and I'm sorry we lost him, but he's home to Jesus. But God loves him, and God's got a plan for all of us. Steve, we love you very much, and we give God the glory, and Steve's in heaven with Jesus, and just love WWIB, Lady Smith. I love you guys. I love Mark. I love Caleb. I love you all, and God is good, and this is Kent. Please give me a call anytime. I love you guys. God bless you.
As you guys have been sharing about Steve this morning, I saw so many memories about him because I listened to him every Saturday for so many years, and would listen to him as he did Ad Fire and stuff. And I mean, and I could think of the times I called. I mean, one time I called and I mean, he knew my name right away that because we had talked different times and he just said, you know, oh, Steve, how you doing? Da, 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 da. But I mean, Steve could be so funny, but yet he could be so encouraging all the time too. And you know, that when he knew there was something going on in your life, he would, you know, there was a time that I called, and I mean, he just stopped and prayed for me on the phone. I mean, he wasn't on the air, but he was doing his job and stuff, but he just stopped and prayed for me right there, and that just meant so much to me at the time that he would be willing to do that. And I don't know how it is a person can make a friend of somebody that you've never had the opportunity to meet, but I felt like Steve was my friend. I mean, that he cared about what was going on, but some of the more wacky things I can remember of his time there is when he'd get to doing the board and he's having trouble and he's on the air and he goes, well, what does this switch do? So he'd be flipping switches trying to get things to work right, or the different times he would share, you know, how he would do things. But I can remember the time he locked himself out of the station. He'd run out to get something out of his car, the door would go locked, and then he'd be stuck outside. And he'd come back and he'd just make fun of himself. And those are going to be some of the memories I have with Steve. And Steve, you are still missed, and you will be missed. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Hello, this is Beth. Yes. I'm calling to request a song for Steve called The Other Side by Colton Dixon. And also to say every Saturday morning he would play songs about loving America. God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood would also be another one to please play for him. You have my sympathies. Take care.
Colton Dixon with The Other Side, and one of the songs Steve liked to play, and as you listen to it, how appropriate. Sad to say goodbye to our friend, but happy that he is standing in the presence of Jesus. And the music underneath the comments by the listeners was, This Is My Father's World. And I thought, you know, Steve was a man in the biosphere. He enjoyed being out in nature, and I'm sure he praised a lot with non-humans when he was out there with the animals and the creation, the beautiful trees, some that he had to mark to be cut down as he was in forestry management for his career. And Rod, you've got a little bit about his career and when yeah. He came to the Lord, and you, a picture of him there that
right goes back to 1980
before he got wrinkles and older and yeah. Like the rest of us.
I mean, I always thought Steve held his age real well.
Yeah,
but
mm-hmm.
This picture shows that he was young once. But he went to Ripon College. Actually, he was with the Chamber Singers, traveled East Coast and Europe. So he was a musician from way, way, way back. Graduated from Ripon with a BA in biology. Then he decided to go for forestry, forest technician program, University of Minnesota, and then ended up in Rusk County as a forester. I don't think Steve ever went deer hunting. I could be wrong. He loved animals, and I'm going to tell a little story that kind of tells you how he loved animals. It just happened last summer. We had a bunch of gophers digging holes out here.
And we've had that, Rod, for about 40 years now.
And they'd sit right up and look at you, you know. And I watched one come in with nesting stuff, and I watched him go in his hole. I told Steve, yeah, I just watched him go in. I didn't scare him away. Well, I drew a story out of him when I said I didn't scare him away. He said, I'm going to tell you what I did. He said, I went out there because they would run up the drain pipe.
Yep.
And I laid down on the ground so I could look up the drain pipe. And they were there laying there looking at me.
Yeah. Steve could have been on Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, right?
Yeah, he could have.
He would have stopped anybody from doing any harm out there.
So when I talk about, we're probably going to have people, you know, that'd make a good shot right there, you know, with a certain, you know, Paul, you know.
What are you looking at, Steve? And he said, is it clogged up in there or what?
He said something about, well, they're probably going to poison him here, but I'm going to have a little fun with them here in the meantime.
I don't know if we ever did, though. They're still out there every year. I had one outside my window just last year that I took some video with my phone.
Yeah.
They're probably waiting to see their shadow. So.
Yeah. Well, could be. That's our Huxitani Phil in the backyard.
Steve shared with me some of the things about college, you know, back in Ripon, and that was before Christ. Mm-hmm. And it was amazing to see the transformation in a life. The stuff he told me about being in college and then coming to the Lord, and the Lord remakes people. That's the good news. Mm. And Steve would want this conversation to be about Jesus, not so much about him, but about Jesus and what he did for Steve Snyder. And Steve Snyder wanted that for every listener here, that you would come to Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
And again, you know, we're finding more and more about Steve as we kind of remember him. Somebody opened up the drawer. A couple of you guys on the weekend have your own personal drawer, which I never got. I've always been a little covetous, I've always kind of envied you guys a little bit about having your own personal drawer by the news desk out there. And when you get your name on one of those drawers, it means you're going to stay a while. But in that drawer, we found a scripture verse that Steve had in there. And Rod, why don't you read that?
It's pretty important because Romans 8, 38 and 39 evidently was a very favorite verse of Steve's. And it was on this sheet of paper, which is about the church at the fair on the backside here. But then it tells about where the WOGO jingles are found in the audio vault. 60 ways, 60 days, stuff down at the bottom. But here's the verse he wrote out in his neat little printing. A lot neater than me, I'll say that. And it's Romans 8. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from his, parentheses, God's love. Death can't, life can't, the angels can't, and the demons can't. Our fears for today, our worries about tomorrow, and even the powers of hell can't keep God's love away. Now, whether we are high above the sky or in the deepest ocean, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God. This is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Mm.
Steve's right out. And I know this is an old piece of paper. He referred to this verse. This could be maybe his life verse. I don't know.
We do know, though, as you said earlier, that he would want everything to be given to God for his glory through Christ. And he would want everyone to know that we are all sinners. Steve would say he was a sinner. He had been redeemed. And he would want you to know that no matter what you've done, if you will humble yourself and go forward and confess your sins before the Lord and ask for forgiveness, it's a promise that God will forgive you. And if you invite Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, he will come in and make you a new creation. And that happened to Steve, and it's happened to everyone here in this room, but it has to happen to you at some point in your life. And Steve would say, you know, that's what it's all about. Once you've become a new creation in Christ, you can't help but share that with others. And it's been obvious through the comments on the text line, the emails, the messages on Facebook and elsewhere that Steve did take advantage of opportunities he had to share the good news with people that came across his path.
You were complaining about not having a drawer, Paul. Well, you have a whole studio. Come on. But in your studio.
That's like Paul's studio, right? That's what we all know. This is
Paul's
studio right here.
Yeah, but everybody uses it at their leisure.
But I got to leave you with a funny little story about Steve where he confessed. And in your studio, Paul, is a CD player. And there was a hole.
Is that what happened?
The button that was the on-off button was pushed way in, and there's just a dark hole there. And I wrote a note, who did this? Well, the next week, there was a little note from Steve. I did this. I'm sorry.
Didn't know his own strength, did he?
He was probably just the unfortunate one that pushed it the one last time. But wondered what happened to that button. So now it's fortunately the thing still works. If you
here's
it
the
in.
Conclusion to it all, though. I mean, you put the plug into the zip strip, so you don't need an on-off button.
Right.
Okay, exactly. Problem solved.
Yep.
But Steve left a black hole. And he left a hole here.
Yes, he has.
When he left, he left a hole here. And I don't think it can be filled.
No, God makes each one of us his own special creation. And Steve was unique in so many ways and so uniquely gifted. And I think that's a great way to end our tribute for now. But if you would like to leave a message of love and support for Steve and his family, you can do so on Caring Bridge. If you go there, search Steve Snyder 4, number 4, as there are some other Steve Schneiders in there, apparently. But Steve Schneider 4 is the one you'd like to go to, and you can leave a message there. And I'm sure his family, his brothers, would love to see those things. It's very comforting to hear people that knew Steve that they didn't know and see and hear things about their brother that they love so much. Steve was the oldest of the three, and Scott and Tate, if you happen to be tuned in, our sympathies and our, you know, our love go out to you, and we're thankful that you and your family were able to share Steve with us for so many years at the station, and I'm sure the people up north at the Quick Trip and the forestry department would say the very same thing. So,
amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Rod and Gary and Elijah, for being on here this afternoon as we pay our respects to our brother Steve, and we're going to miss him a lot. But we are rejoicing during a time of sadness, knowing that it's going to be amazing to see him and all of our other loved ones that knew the Lord and were ready. And I think it's just a great reminder that God numbers our days. Yeah. We say 66 is way too early to go in this life, and yet if you're the one that is now with the Lord, you say, man, I wish it would have happened a lot earlier, because we know it's going to be so much better than what's here. And yet, amen, we all hang on with everything we've got to this life. And yet, if we had a glimpse of what's to come, we would let go without a hesitation. So,
amen.
Steve,
we
is,
sorrow
is
not
rejoicing
as those who have no hope, the Bible says. So we joy.
I thought my dad probably was saying, well, hello there.
Yes, exactly.
When he arrived.
Exactly.
That's right, Gary. He can walk up and
high five Warren right now.
Yeah. That's right.
And how many others? I mean, it's
amen.
Just, yeah.
That are,
so,
yeah.
Well, again, we just want to encourage you to, you know, just if you can leave a memorial for Steve at the WIB Facebook site, you can do that there. That might actually be a way that you can share your faith at the same time, and do it at Caring Bridge Steve Schneider 4. And we appreciate that very, very much, as I know his family will as well. Thanks for coming
Paul,
in, Rod.
I just wanted to say thanks for having me on, and I appreciate the opportunity to, again, just kind of collectively share and reminisce and swap stories. And just basically, I know that, as Rod was saying, as everybody was saying, Steve wouldn't want to be all about him. He was much too humble and much too much, you know, much too focused on the Lord to, you know, take all the credit or to have it be about him. Same time, though, it's really been neat to just be able to hear different people's thoughts on it and to, again, kind of collectively hold his memory together. So I appreciate you letting me get on here. Steve was the real deal. He people talk about authenticity, but that guy had it in spades. And, you know, he's one of a kind. And I'm missing him already, even today. And that's why it's been neat to be able to have a little bit of time with all of you. So thank you.
Thanks, Elijah.
Thank you, Elijah. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty cool that you and Rod and Steve had a little Promise Keepers group going on that none of us knew about.
Mm-hmm.
Three strong, yeah. Right?
Hey, it's the weekend. It's, you know, Steve was Saturday. I've been Sunday for a few years now. And Rod, I guess, you know, has more time off. Just wanted to come in or whatever it was. I don't know. But it kind of just happened that way. And
that's
it was
great.
A unique little window into the lives of two great men, as far as I'm concerned, one of whom is no longer with us. And Rod, I'm grateful for you today as well.